for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 40% chance for rain with a high of 88, tonight clear with a low of 68. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Fairfield Police Department says it has been made aware of a new fraud scheme in the state. Citizens say they have received mail concerning unemployment information that they had purportedly applied for. In some cases, there is a debit card with the information. Employers also report receiving information regarding an employee that has applied for unemployment and is requesting a response. All paperwork appears to come from the Illinois Department of Employment Security. Those who receive IDES information but did not file for unemployment are likely the victims of identity theft, and they should report it to the IDES as fraud. People should call the IDES at 800-814-0513, select option 1 for claimants, and option 5 to report identity theft. They should not activate the debit card erroneously sent to them, and should have their credit report checked for possible suspicious activity. More information on recognizing and reporting identity theft may be found on the Federal Trade Commission's website. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gill Sales. We are soon going to be in the middle of some good old, hot, humid summer days in Southern Illinois. It will be time to break out the short pants and turn on the air conditioner. Let us help you here at Gill Sales with your window air conditioning needs. We have ACs in stock from 5,000 to 25,000 BTUs. They will quickly cool the room on hot days and run quietly. With low power startup, they will conserve energy and save you money. Come see us at Gill Sales and Service for your summer window air conditioner needs.
Climb to new heights with the one-year electrical distribution systems program only at Frontier Community College. If you like working outdoors or are interested in becoming an electrical lineman, this is the program for you. Our instructor, Jerry Kinney, will teach students the basic skills required to be an electrical lineman, including safety, pole climbing, equipment operation, transformer theory and operation, hurt man rescue, and much more. Electrical lineman is a great career with excellent benefits. Call Frontier Community College at 842-3711 to speak to an advisor today.
In other news, the West Salem Grade School PTO plans to hold an outdoor education fundraiser and auction on August 22nd at the Country Financial Hall at the fairgrounds in Albion. Leroy Moore will grill pork burgers and pork chops, and sides include baked potatoes, baked beans, desserts, and drinks. Serving will run from 4:30 to 6:30. The cost will be a free will donation, and carryouts will be available. The night's auction will begin at 6:45, and it will feature themed baskets. Proceeds from the event will go toward a future outdoor education site in the woods next to the West Salem Grade School. According to a Facebook post, the Mule Day Association has decided to cancel the Enfield Mule Day festivities this year. Mule Day clothing will be offered for sale at multiple locations in the coming weeks, with t-shirts costing $15 and sweatshirts and hoodies costing $25 each. Mule Days is the latest area event to be canceled, joining most county fairs and the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest. The ninth bishop of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Belleville was installed yesterday at the Cathedral of St. Peter in Belleville. 56-year-old Reverend Michael G. McGovern grew up on Chicago's South Side and was ordained as a priest in 1994. He replaces Bishop Edward K. Braxton, who announced his resignation in April after being in the post since 2015. Installation spectators were limited to 300 people yesterday due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Belleville Diocese was established in 1887 and serves more than 100 parishes in 28 counties in southern Illinois, including St. Edward in Fairfield, St. Patrick in Enfield, and multiple parishes in Hamilton County. The Hamilton County Board met Tuesday and voted to transfer $50,000 to the county's new ambulance service. A special 1% sales tax was passed in the primary election, and the money from the tax will help fund a new ambulance service for the county. Board member Chad May, also the president of the board overseeing the creation of the new service, said progress was being made on its initiation. However, they must wait for state licensing, so the target launch date is January 1st. Four board members voted to pass the monetary transfer, and May abstained. The Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce will hold several events in the coming days. Next week will be the end of summer sales for Chamber members, according to Chamber Executive Director Marty Garner.
End of summer sales, and each individual merchant is doing their own thing. You know, they've got lots of inventory. So check their Facebook pages. If they have a site, go and look at their website. If you're uncomfortable still about getting out and socializing, there's always online shopping, or give them a call. They will work with you. Curbside service is still available.
From October 7th through the 11th, the Chamber plans to offer a Taste of Fairfield event, as Garner explains.
We will have local restaurants that want to participate. We will have some food trucks as well. Now, I'm a little hesitant on saying where those will be located. Off the top of my head, you know, I know of 6 locations available that we are looking at. But I also know that Alderman Cole had mentioned that he would like to have a centralized location and is active in passing an ordinance for such, which I don't know will be in place at that time or not. But anyway, we will have a map so you'll know where these locations are and the cuisine. Also in the works for that is a cornhole tournament. And I had contact with someone yesterday because all the details aren't ironed out yet, but there's a very strong possibility there will be a rib cook-off during this time frame as well.
Appearing on the Community Connection this morning, Garner also said the Chamber Golf Scramble is scheduled for September 25th, and entry for a team of 4 will cost $250. In addition, though the Fall Fun Fest has been canceled, Fun Fest buttons will be sold, and the cost and locations have not been determined. The Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees met Tuesday night. Trustees approved updates to the 2020-2021 IECC catalog, and they also held a public hearing for the issuance of bonds, not to exceed $2.5 million for community college purposes. Several new appointments were approved, including Holden August as Coordinator of Public Information and Marketing at Frontier Community College, effective yesterday. Jody Robinson was also employed as Administrative Assistant at FCC, effective today, and Amy Holbaugh was employed as FCC Office Assistant, effective August 17th. In other action, the board approved a technology plan for FY21 through FY23. The plan addresses technology needs and expenditures for the district in areas of administrative systems, academic technology, and infrastructure. Trustees also heard the results of a student satisfaction survey. Over 400 students completed questions regarding communication, student services, instruction, and technology. Students indicated they were satisfied with the services provided by the IECC, with 92% saying they were satisfied with the quality of their instruction. According to the Wayne County Health Department, as of Tuesday afternoon, Fairfield's self-response rate for the 2020 census was 67%. Its rate on the 8th was 66.9%, and its final response rate in 2010 was 76.2%. Sisney's self-response rate on Tuesday was 49.7%, up 0.8% from July 9th. Its rate in 2010 was also 76.2%. Wayne City's rate was up 0.6% from the 9th, and it came in at 57.1%. Its 2010 rate was 72.6%. As a whole, Wayne County's rate for the 2020 census was 62.8%, up from 62.5% earlier this month. The county's 2010 rate was 71.9%. Illinois' self-response rate was 67%, compared to a final rate of 70.5% in 2010, and the United States was at 62.2%, compared to 66.5% in 2010. People can still fill out and mail in census materials, or it can also be completed at 2020census.gov or by calling 844-330-2020. Completing the census online or by phone takes roughly 10 minutes, and an accurate count is necessary for determining things like state representation and money received from the federal government. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 1,598 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday afternoon and 23 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 165,301 cases and 7,347 deaths. Several new cases were reported in southeastern Illinois, according to dph.illinois.gov. Lawrence County added 2 new cases to reach 30 on the state site, and White County added 1 to reach 35. Williamson County added 5, bringing its total to 218, and Saline County reported 3 new cases to bring its total to 63. No new cases were announced in Wayne or Edwards counties. The preliminary statewide positivity rate for July 15th through the 21st was 3.2%. In the southern region of the state, the latest positivity rate available was 4.6% on the 18th, up from 3% on the 10th. Hospital admissions in the region remained stable, and bed availability was over 50%. Governor J.B. Pritzker has announced a $21 billion plan to improve roads and bridges in Illinois. Kim Howard has the story.
It's estimated that over the next 6 years, more than 3,300 miles of road and 8 million square feet of bridge deck will be reconstructed, says Governor Pritzker.
And we're putting safety first, enhancing right-of-way accessibility, funding railroad crossing safety improvements, and targeting locations tied to crashes to keep everyone as safe as possible on our roadways.
The governor unveiled the plan in Collinsville with area representative Katie Stewart.
This $33 billion and plus some change is not really just an investment in only our transportation infrastructure. It's an investment in jobs. It's putting good people to work in good jobs. Hardworking Illinoisans are going to be employed with good jobs, jobs that can support their family, and jobs that are really needed during this time of crisis.
The work is being funded by the governor's Rebuild Illinois initiative. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois House Republicans are calling for a special session on ethics reform in light of the recent allegations regarding bribes from ComEd and Illinois Speaker of the House Michael Madigan. Representative Grant Worley of Naperville says the governor should call a special session.
We need to get back to Springfield as quickly as possible to address the serious breaches of ethics within state government. Governor, lead. Call us back into session. Let's address ethics collaboratively in a bipartisan manner.
For his part, Governor Pritzker says he's waiting on more information before calling for Madigan to step down as head of the Illinois Democratic Party, speaker, or lawmaker. Last week, reports said public official A, who was not named but was identified as speaker, had received bribes from ComEd since 2011. Madigan has been in his position in the House since 1997. If the allegations are true, the Democratic governor says Madigan must step down, but he is willing to push for ethics reform while waiting on the investigation.
We need lobbying reform. I mean, one of the things that has become obvious about all the information over the last few days is that there apparently is something, you know, rotten in Denmark when it comes to certain lobbyists and the way that they conduct their business. We need to nip that in the bud. That's why I've called for so much more transparency. It's why I got passed during the veto session last year some of the transparency that is necessary around lobbyists, and it's what I'm going to be pushing for going forward.
The General Assembly's fall veto session isn't scheduled to begin until November. That's the news. Area deaths next.
You know what sounds fun? Holiday World sounds fun. We're talking the kind of fun that takes 128 acres to contain it. The kind of fun that leads to the sounds of silence on the car ride home. Because the kids will be sleeping. The kind of fun you need to start having today. But you can only get tickets online and only at holidayworld.com.
Free shopping, free parking, free sunscreen!
That was fun.
I'm at Interior Sit and Sleep, North 6th Street in Vincennes, as the one-year anniversary sale continues. If you need a mattress, you need to stop in today.
We have over 25 different styles here on the floor.
Darv, tell us one of your featured mattress companies.
Well, we've carried Bose now for quite some time. They're made right here in Indiana. They make a phenomenal mattress.
It shows on the banner at the rear of your store that Bose is the mattress of West Baden Hotel.
Yes, they are featured at West Baden. We've got 3 of the West Baden series mattresses here on the floor for everybody to stop in and take a look at.
A variety of sizes, great prices. Tell us a little bit about that, Darv.
We carry all the sizes, anywhere from, well, we have twin, full, queen, king, even California king. We have queen size mattress sets starting as low as $299, twin size mattress starting as low as $99. Got a little bit of everything.
Don't have a restless night's sleep another night? Come in and get the mattress you want at the price you want. The one-year anniversary sale is going on now. Interior Sit and Sleep, North 6th Street, Vincennes.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 84. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,908, down 97. The NASDAQ is at 10,584, down 122 points. September crude oil is at $41.83. That is down 7 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 58-year-old Glen Carbon resident Laura Garner died last Friday. Laura Garner is survived by two daughters, Mother Dorothy Weber of Wayne City, siblings David Weber of Wayne City, Dale Weber of El Paso, Alan Patterson of South Carolina, Stephen Weber of Wayne City, and Christine Winland of Blueford, and several nieces and nephews. A celebration of life service for Laura Garner will be held at a later date. Memorials may be made to the Mercy Health Foundation. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today, a 40% chance for rain. Today's high will be around 88. Clear skies tonight with a low of 68 and sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 90. Outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, sunny on Saturday with a high of 90 and low of 70. It'll be partly sunny on Sunday. Sunday will have a high of 92 with a low of 72, and then scattered showers are possible again on Monday with a high of 88 and a low of 68.